So this is Max. The song is Lights Down Low, and it is a number one song. Getting a number one song in the music business is virtually impossible. He wrote the song. He sings the song. Nash is also on the song. And he wrote it about his wife. It's about his relationship with his wife.
It just gives you faith and love is what it does, watching the two of them. They're adorable.
She's always there. Every time he has come through, going back to when nobody knew who he was.
I think that's what makes it work for them. Like, they travel together. They do everything together, so they're not living these separate lives.
Right.
And they're adorable. Mm-hmm. They're so freaking adorable.
Yesterday, his wife was there and their dog.
Wink. Their dog's name is Wink.
Oh, really?
She only has one eye.
I didn't even notice that. So we were at Sculler's Jazz Club. A big thank you to Arbella Insurance as well for hosting this event. And so he came in, he performed three songs for us. He did like an acoustic set, which was super cool. And then during the performance, he'd like take a break in between a song, and then people from the audience would ask a question. He talked about a couple of different things. He talked about that he was supposed to work with Avicii this year.
Right.
Like back in 2014, when he was uploading cover songs to YouTube, he had uploaded a bunch of Avicii songs, but never got to work with him, never got to meet with him, just kind of talked about what a sad loss it was, but that he was supposed to be working with him this year. And it was, it's a little bit of a sad story to hear. But then after the show, we got to go back into the hotel room and do a quick interview, and this is Max.
A number one record, how does that feel? Cause it, like, say that out loud, like, I have a number one
label
record.
Boy. It's because of It Takes a Village, man. It wouldn't be that way without all the love and the support from you guys, and it's just beautiful that we can get the message out there in this sort of wonderful way. So that's really what it comes down to. It's the coolest. Like, today we had a couple people be like, oh, I didn't know that story. It's actually our wedding song, and I didn't even know that. And I was like, that's always the coolest stuff. And so just for it to be heard in this way is all that really matters.
One of my favorite questions when you were performing in between the performance was, how are you going to do another one?
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's a hard question. Is that something that, you know, you think about? Like, where am I going? What do I see myself as an artist? Or what's the next big song for me?
Absolutely, of course. And there's definitely moments where I have, like, you know, people like, oh, just write another one like that exact. And it's like, you can never do that. You just have to evolve and just try to be truthful with it. I think that is the only way. Even if it doesn't get to that same point, that's all you can do. Keep pushing the boundaries in your own way. So for me, the next song that's coming out, I'm really excited about, with Osiris, called Team, and it's sort of an evolution. We've been married for a little over 2 years now, and I think when you're with somebody, you have your moments where, like, you're in your bubble, and maybe you have your little fights, or you have your little things, but in the end, you're on each other's team. It's you guys against the world, and so it's nice to write sort of the evolution of any relationship, and that's what the next song is. So
will these next songs then be about you forgetting to take out the garbage?
Yes.
Real stuff like that?
Yes, real stuff like that. You know, I always say, like, people always ask me, like, oh, wow, you, like, proposed to her with this song and stuff. You're such a romantic. I'm like, yeah, but then I, like, got her this Bob's Burgers backpack for her birthday, and she was mad pissed. She was like, yo, for real? And she was like, it's not about the backpack. You, like, made me pick it up. And I was like, yeah, but I thought that was cute. And no, I took a major L on that, and you got to take L's.
I bought my wife, then fiance, microwave 1 year, and I just...
Even in the background.
But, you know, you're like, oh, she's going to love this.
She,
like,
we don't have... popcorn. It's going to be tight. She loves all the microwave. She loves popcorn.
She loves to cook me food.
This is sweet. This is the reason.
She likes to carry around my stuff.
Nah, man. You just got to listen to the little hit today. Emily said something about, she's like, oh, man, I would love to have a necklace like this. And I'm like, all right, keep that in the back. Yep, necklace for her birthday. Cheeky. She's so cheeky. Anyway.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you coming in. Big round of applause, everybody. Max. Thank you.
So there he is, Max, in for the Mix Lounge.
Took an L on that one.
He took an L on that one.
Got to know the score.
Could listen to him talk every day. Like, he just has such a great way of speaking.
How about his falsetto?
I can't. He was channeling Prince there for a while.
I
swear
the
there was
Prince
purple
vibe.
Stuff coming out of his mouth.
I get the Prince vibe.
It was amazing.
Him. That's scissor up. The way he dances, the way he moves on stage, his style.
Just effortless.
There's so much pink in him. Prince.
Purple. Yes. Purple.
So much Prince in him. Also, he shared with us that he's got a new song coming out with Osiris.
Yep.
And I don't think that had been announced yet.
Ooh.
So the new song, I think, is called Team.
Yes.
So just keep an eye out for that. I have a feeling that is breaking news that he was not supposed to share with us.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Then why are we talking about it?
Well, he mentioned it. I'm just following up.
Classic Carson.
The Osiris new song. Yeah, no, it's on the internet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.